walk us through maybe what the last few days have been like for yourself and management to get you to the scenario of bringing Andre in?
So it's never off the radar. So it's not just the last few days. Andre's game has started slow and has really improved lately. And we've struggled in our net, and we've got to win hockey games. So we've got a guy that's feeling confident, feeling strong. We've got two young guys, either in experience or in age or both, that are struggling a little bit right now. We have an opportunity. I'm not a big three goalie on the ice fan, but based on our lack of practice, there's stuff that when you're struggling, especially as a young goalie, you got to work on it, and you need real technical work to get back at that. And we'll have an opportunity to do that now. So we won't be, in general, putting three goalies on the ice. We'll give one of the goalies some one-on-one time with Wade, and then we'll put the other two on.
So we're safe to assume he'll start tomorrow?
Yeah, Andre's going to play tomorrow.
How long do you want to keep him around for?
We're not doing this as a long-term plan. We've got three goaltenders. I don't think that's something you're going to see long in our future, but nothing set in stone.
Sure.
I want to see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to see only one of them.
I'm sure others will ask about goalies, but any update on Patrick Laine at all going into a new week?
I could tell you he's improving, and that would be true, and then we have to wait till tomorrow to see if it's more true. Right? So, yes, it's good. It's getting, we like to think every bit better every day. Careful about saying that, because normal course, there's our times when it doesn't get better every day, but yeah.
Hasn't skated yet, right?
Just correct. Yeah, you'll know. I'll tell you the first day that he's on the ice. So he's in that process of feeling better, light stuff, and then the first day he skates, we won't hide it from you.
So going into the season, of course, you're hoping Connor's going to take the ball and run with it, and you make the decision to go with two young guys, and you have them go through these ups and downs, right? You made that decision. How does this fit with that then?
All part of the process. Would you have preferred that you take the ball and run with it and away you go? For sure. But when you look, and I know you've done the research. If you haven't, you're going to do it this afternoon. Go take a look at all the number one guys. The number of guys that either aren't playing on their team or just like the extreme example, and none of you will admit this, but Carey Price drops a 905 into after his first couple of years and he's got to go, and Halak's the man who's got to stay. Now, nobody's going to admit that, but anybody who's been in the game remembers that exactly was happening. This guy's not a bad goaltender. And so many of them, the vast majority of them, don't come in, but they go through the stretch that Connor's going through. So they have a difficult stretch of time. It's almost a really good situation because we didn't want them. I wanted to play them. I still do. And I think Canadian markets will watch this a little bit closer. The mistake is at his age, with the work that he's done, he's not good enough. And that's not what we're saying here at all today. He's going through the process that he needs to go through to give himself a chance to be a dominant number one goaltender in the league. He's a Winnipeg Jet today, and we expect that to continue.
He was quite defiant, saying, you know, you point your finger at me or at goaltending all you want, but he didn't think he's been playing that badly. What do you want to see from him emotionally?
I'd like to fight in all of them. I'd rather them tell you all the things that we'd like to. You know, I mean, I know your job is to ask questions that at times we don't like, but you got to have some fight in that, and I like that. He's played hockey that is very solid, very strong. It hasn't been as long and as consistent a run as we expect to get in the future, but I truly believe that he needs to go through this, and we need to have an answer for our goaltending in the years to come.
You hear that old expression, show me a good goalie, I'll show you a good coach. Show me a bad goalie, I'll show you a bad coach. What does it do to your team, the shape of the way it plays, the confidence when the puck's going in the net at an irregular rate?
I'm going to answer that question and preface it only what it does to a hockey team. You end up feeling like you're chasing the game. So you have... I've had two or three games I really, really didn't like from our team this year. Two of them have happened in the last month, and the Islander game and the Montreal game at home. We're in Boston, but I'm not even sure how I feel about that anymore based on our personnel and schedule. So you ask them to drive and drive harder. And you just look at the zone time and look at a number of the things that happened in our last three. The LA game was a hell of a game both ways, but you drive harder, right? Work harder, give up less, drive harder. And it affects how you shape your game. So you lose a little bit of confidence in that. I don't think it's very far off from getting it back. I really don't. So it does change the shape. Everybody will tell you that. When a guy gets on a roll, you lots of confidence. When a defenseman comes back to the bench, you give him a little direction on how to fix that instead of digging it out of the back of your net. So your conversations change a little bit.
Sometimes you see early in the game, even before the goalie, even before you've allowed a goal, that the team is playing individuals are playing in the wrong place or making the wrong decisions. How does it affect them, like when it goes on for a little while for a team, not necessarily your team, how does it affect the players in their preparation for games and how they even start a game before one goes behind the goalie?
I don't think that's applicable for here. I think when you look, we've given up goals the first goal, but I liked our starts. I mean, I the LA game, no, that's back-to-back, and you understand that. That's a pretty good team, and in their room, they're going, first 10 minutes, we're all over these guys, and then from that 10-minute mark, we dominated big chunks of that game. We're in alone or close to in alone three times on San Jose in the first 10. We're right on that start. We had 15 minutes of offensive zone time in Arizona. I haven't ever seen that number before. I don't think that you look at these guys have to be mentally stronger than that, right? That whether because they were probably feeling pretty good before the Calgary game and about the goaltending are certainly good enough to bang out a 2-0 win. He's had games, Chicago obviously, we're feeling right. I've got lots of time for Connor Hellebuck and for Hutch for that matter. They're in a bit of a difficult situation as well because we aren't scoring quite as much to take some of that pressure off them. So there's two or three really important numbers for us defensively. We're fourth in the National Hockey League for shot attempts against. That's a hell of a number. That number degrades slightly. We're eighth in the NHL for high scoring area shot attempts again. That number degrades again slightly. Teams don't miss the net much on us. And that tells you something about the shot that they're getting. So we'd like to change the quality, but it's not off the charts. Right, we give up more off the rush because we're spending more time driving in the offensive zone because at times we're chasing the game. That has a natural and real impact in our game. So we believe we have a group that can be good enough defensively and that as our talent, our young base gets better in terms of offensive game, you end up winning more games than you lose, that the structure's there to be good. Our goaltending has to be better. Our penalty kill has to be better. Those are the two big red flags, and sometimes they go hand in hand. So I'm not looking at these two guys saying they're not good enough. Their play right now isn't as good as it needs to be. But I believe in them.
Bufflin, from my perspective, I won't put words in your mouth, hasn't been...
That'll be the first time, Gary.
Hasn't been as good as he can be. He's played really well with Toby at certain times. Is there any, would you consider putting him back with Toby?
Yeah, we would talk about that really frequently and have conversations with those players. We really like a lot of what Jake Trouba's doing right now. And Toby does some good things with Jake. So would you put a young pair, think about putting Mo and Trouba's together? Yeah, and you're going to see that at some point this year. But if we like what Morrison's doing, or Morrissey's doing, and we also don't want to lose that. We got into some heavy games recently. When you look at the Arizona game was actually a very heavy game, and certainly you went to L.A. So we have talked about over the last week the opponent that we're playing against dictates some of what we do.
Sticking with defenses for a second, I was thinking about, is Tyler Myers back with the organization yet?
He's in the room today on the rehab, correct.
So is he, how close would you say that he is, or is he at?
No, so he's still dealing with his personal family issue, and that's priority number one for him. So until such time as he can spend the time here, so I would say there's no movement on his injury.
Okay. Paul, would you say that the organization overestimated what Hellebuck and Hutchison could do to lead you to enough victories this season?
No. So we had a really clear idea going in that we had two young goaltenders and a real clear idea that there was a development part that has to happen. We need to get Helly into games. He needs to go through what he's going through. We also don't want to hang the whole season on that. So he's going to get some help here in the next little while, and he's going to get an opportunity to get back in the net.
Follow up then, even with a lot of organizations, how are the Winnipeg Jets set up as far as goaltending that you see within this organization moving forward?
You're asking me the future of it?
What's in the organization now? Do you like the look of what's available now? And
part of all process, we believe we have talent at the position and we're always looking to augment it.
Paul, was part of the tipping point for you for bringing up Andre right now where you guys are in the season?
Yeah, that's part of it. We got to win hockey games, right? So both our guys are struggling a little bit in the net, and Andre's playing well. And he may give us the best chance tomorrow night. We'll see beyond after that going forward who's in the nets for us. If we like his game, then I'll throw him back in. So we've got to win hockey games right now. There's no doubt about it. We also got to get these two young guys back feeling good and on track. And with the weight of what's going on, we've lost four in a row. That's a lot to put on them. So they need a little step back here. We've got a guy in the minors. So if you take the names off the bars and we're talking about defense, we're talking about the exact same thing. If you got two guys in there that are really struggling, a guy that's really going, you're going to make a change. This one is more up center because it's goaltenders, but that's the gist of, at the end of it, is what's happened here. Our goalies are struggling, and they're played well, and they're capable of playing well, but they're struggling. Andre's playing well. It's time for him to get in the net.